ABC Radio Australia.
It's been claimed that the Melbourne Storm are now the most popular sporting team in rugby league mad Papua New Guinea. And there's one big reason for that, of course, Justin Ollam. The local boy made good, who rose from water carrier to one of the best centres, if not the best, in the NRL. Unfortunately for Ollam and the Storm, their bid for back-to-back grand final wins was cut short by Penrith at the penultimate hurdle over the weekend. But Ollam's popularity is assured, and his humble response to his superstardom has endeared him to fans in Australia as well. So much so that one of them, Chris Tomlin, organised a fundraiser to buy a TV so people in Ollam's home village in Chimbu province could watch him play. And Chris joins me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, first up, how are you feeling after the loss to the Panthers?
I can deal with it. I mean, I was a little bit hard on Saturday night, and I had to be strong for my uncle as well, because I was actually staying at his place and he's a Mad Demon supporter. So the highs and the lows of Saturday night, really.
Bit of a roller coaster in your household then over the weekend. But looking at Justin Ollam and what you've done here with the fundraiser, what sort of prompted you to start that fundraiser to buy a television for people in his home village?
So a few weeks ago on Fox Sports 502, on a program they run called The Fan, they did a piece with Ollam at Amy Park, like obviously a pre-record from a while ago. And it was talking about, you know, where he came from and, you know, how humble he was and the fact he doesn't even really consider himself as this mega superstar that a lot of people see him as. He still just plays his part. He does what he needs to do and he's just so humble about it. During that that piece, they also showed a shot of his village back home with all of them crowded around into one room watching this tiny, tiny little TV, still with a hard back on it. And I just figured, you know, there's so many people that I talk to as, you know, fans, even myself, that say, oh, I wish we could give something back to our team or, you know, one of our players outside of just, you know, paying a membership and being a fan in the stand. So I figured, you know, putting a fundraiser together to get a TV was probably the best way I could possibly do that. And together we raised about $1,500 and the Ollams actually came down to Go Rocker and picked up their TV on Friday.
Oh, wow. And so how did you get in contact with people from his village in the first place when you had finally raised enough money and you were going to be purchasing it?
Well, that was through one of the members of our flag group. So I'm actually one of the admin of the Storm Active Supporters. We're the guys that sit in the northern stand of Amy Park with the big flags, the drums, and get the chants going, including one we've actually got specifically for Ollam.
Can you give me a little taster of what that sounds like?
I can. So to the tune of AC/DC TNT, it's PNG, oi, oi. Oi, whatever he scores in front of us.
That is fantastic. I did not realise he had his own chant. That's amazing. And so through that group, you were able to get in contact with people from his home village.
Well, actually, Jake, his brother, lives in Melbourne. So I got in touch with Jake because I wanted to get his permission first, you know, before sort of making a big thing about this. I wanted to know that I wouldn't be insulting anyone over there or whatnot if I decided to do it. Jake said, you know, brilliant plan. Let's go with it. And Jake's been the middleman, really. His partner over there who lives in Go Rocker has actually helped orchestrate getting the parents down from the village to come and pick up the TV. They've been instrumental in getting this to happen.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And with the parents being able to pick it up, I assume it's made it back to the village by now?
It has, yeah. It was back there on Friday afternoon.
Oh, lovely. And what was the response, do you know, when it arrived?
Apparently we've had some communication issues. There was some heavy rain or something overnight on Saturday, and Digicel, being what it is, has apparently failed. So we haven't been able to get the response back from the village yet.
That's unfortunate. But hopefully, yeah, I'm sure people would be very keen to be able to watch it on a bigger screen. I'm wondering how big exactly is the television?
It was a brand new Samsung 4K smart TV, 55-inch.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. And do you know the size of the television that people were watching it on, the one that you've replaced?
I would have to say it was 10 inches or less. It was tiny.
Wow.
Yeah,
tiny. Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, sport is such a huge connector for people across the Pacific Islands. I don't know, did you see there was a photo, this is in Fiji, when the rugby sevens were playing in the Olympics, and there was a photo on social media of two young boys sitting outside of a house trying to watch the game through a TV inside someone else's house. Have you seen that photo floating around at all?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it goes to show that, you know, it's such a connector and such a way to have, you know, community around you. So amazing that you've been able to help out with that in a way. Unfortunate that you haven't been able to hear back yet about it all. There is the end of season awards that's coming tonight. Justin Ollam has been nominated for Centre of the Year after initially being left out because of what the NRL said was an administrative error. We're going to be tuning in.
Absolutely.
What did you think about that particular error that happened?
Where do you start? I mean, how? Why? What possible cause was there for that to happen?
Was there much discussion about it with the group that you're the admin of?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, not even just that. Across all the Storm social media pages, everything just blew up.
Yeah. Do you think perhaps that sort of response and pressure had anything to do with the response that the NRL had?
Well, that's what we're getting through the media over here at the moment, that is the case. And not just through fan feedback from across all different teams, but actually the players themselves were scratching their heads and saying, what the hell?
Yeah, it's really an interesting little conundrum that played out there. And also, as far as the Storm's popularity in Papua New Guinea is concerned, presumably that's set to rise next season when Justin's going to be joined in the team by another PNG international, Xavier Coates. How excited are people, especially in your support group, about this?
Oh, we cannot wait. I mean, we're losing the Fox, Josh Adokar, going to the Bulldogs next year. We needed someone to fill that void. And seeing what Xavier's been able to do when he actually has been given game time with the Broncos this year has just been, we've loved it. So we can't wait to see what, you know, the coaching staff of Bellamy and everyone will be able to mould him into down here, because he's clearly already such a natural talent. Bring it on.
And, Chris, I assume that you are based in Melbourne at the moment.
Yes, I am.
How excited are you to be able to eventually get back into Amy Park and catch a couple games when we're finally out of lockdown and able to enjoy some sport?
It'll be like every life Christmas coming at once.
Brilliant. Well, fingers crossed it's sooner rather than later. But Chris Tomlin, thank you so much for joining me here on Pacific Beat.
Not a problem.